Good morning, church. Wow, everybody's so quiet. But we're going to make some joyful noises here to the Lord. Shall we do that? I love you. And this is a great day. This is a good day. It was exciting to have the Calvas share earlier. And so you're going to hear from them today as we continue on in our missions conference. Now, I'd like to invite you, if you'd like, to please stand, and we're going to sing Count Your Blessings. I want you to think about the blessings the Lord has given you. Here we go.
Count upon the billows, you are tempest tossed. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. So count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened by a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly. And you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
On the last.
So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, every will attempt. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end.
So
count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
Let's name a few of those blessings today, shall we? Just a few blessings. Just shout it out. What has God done for you this week? A break from the rains. That was great. Yes. What else? What is God doing in your life? Count your blessings.
He's provided.
Provided. Yes. Yes. He's providing.
Good care for my mom.
Care for mom. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
A place to share the gospel.
A place to share the gospel. All right.
I want to see all of those blessings written and put on the blessings wall, please.
I will sing of my Redeemer.
I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross he suffered, from the curse to set me free. Singing, oh, sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will praise my dear Redeemer, his triumphant power I'll tell. How the victory he giveth over sin and death and hell. Sing, oh, sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. We'll sing of my Redeemer and his heavenly love to me. He from death to life hath brought me, Son of God, with him to be. Sing, oh, sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free.
And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Please have a seat. Please have a seat. Okay, my brother, come up and share with us. Yeah. All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Amen.
All right. Obviously, we want to welcome Leo and Maria Talbot. Today, they serve the World Venture in Ecuador. Grace Baptist. The GBS Mission Banquet is tonight at 5 o'clock. Dr. Mark Hankey will be our keynote speaker.
Tonight at 5. We need more people to come. Honestly, I think we have 20.
17.
Okay, it's been shrinking. So we have plenty of food. We'd love for you to come tonight. Come and join us 5 o'clock. It'll be a great, great time. Good meal and a great speaker. And so please do that. Yeah.
Men's fraternity, 6:30 Monday. Pastor's office is March 31st. You want to switch that one, Harry?
Yes. So Harry Stalnecker went to be with the Lord a couple of weeks ago, and his memorial is going to be April 3rd here at 2 o'clock. So we want to invite you to come. And just sharing that time, it'll be an afternoon. We'll have a light reception following that. And then there's going to be a committal service at the cemetery afterwards. The month. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. To a nation that did not call on my name, I said, here am I, here am I. Isaiah 65:1. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. To a nation that did not call on my name, I said, here am I, here am I. Isaiah 65:1. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. To a nation that did not call on my name, I said, here am I, here am I. Isaiah 65:1. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. To a nation that did not call my name, I said, here am I, here am I. Isaiah 65:1. Ooh, we got two more of those. Yeah. Or one more of those.
One more.
One more, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Next week, yeah. Okay. Do you love Jesus today?
Yes.
All right. And this song says, "Love lifted me." We're going to ask that love lifts you right out of your seats. We sing this together. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry from the waters, lifted me. Now safe, think about that, safe am I. Here we go.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, from the waters lifted me. Now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I'll cling. In his blessed presence live, ever to praises ring. Love so mighty and so true, merits my soul's this song. Faithful, loving service to him belong. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger, look above, Jesus completely saved. By his love, out of the angry waves, he's the master of the sea, billows his will obey. He, your Savior, wants to be saved today. Sing it out. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
All right.
Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Words of life, words of hope, give us strength, help us hope. In this world where'er we roam, ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts, oh, let the ancient words impart. Holy words of our faith, handed down to this age, came to us through sacrifice, oh, heed the faithful words of Christ. Holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing come to all. and changing new. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Please have a seat. The ancient word declares in Revelation 7, after this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language. Where were they? Standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice. Here's what they said. Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, here's what they said. Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to who? Be to our God forever and ever. Amen. There's a prophetic declaration there that one day we're going to see a vast multitude without number. No one can count that. From every nation, tribe, people, and language. And we get to be part of that. If you can, in your mind's eye, kind of see yourself there, that's us one day. That's the gathered church around the throne and the Lamb of God who was slain for the sin of the world. And our brother and sister here are part of that effort for a multinational, multilinguistic, multi-people worship service. They're going to be sharing with us shortly. And I just think, wow, one day, isn't that going to be great? Every nation, tribe, people, and language. And there's a bunch of them. Before Leo and Lulu come, we're going to just take a little time for prayer. And you may need some prayer here today. I'm willing to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, I'd like to take that at this time. And we will pray for you. Oh, one back here, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Anyone else? Jesus says, my house will be a house of prayer. We're going to pray today. Yes, thank you. Okay, is it Maniker? Maniker family. And they had a loss. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, Lord God, we're looking forward to that day when every nation, tribe, people, and language is going to be gathered. But we know today that not every one of those people have been yet added to your church. There still needs to be the gospel declared, the gospel heard, the gospel believed, and the gospel received, that many more might come to know Jesus as their Savior. So I'm praying, Lord, here in Dallas, we could be a part of that missional work as we share the good news of Jesus with our friends and acquaintances, our neighbors, with people in the store that we meet, people on the streets that we talk to. Lord, give us open hearts to receive power from on high, to share the good news of Jesus with others. Lord, we also pray that you would send repentance unto life to many people in our city. We want to see people come to faith in Jesus. We'd like to see more people come and join us in worship here. So, Lord, make that a reality. We pray for younger families, Lord, to come. Help us to be a faithful and loving family, a family that walks by faith to receive those new people and help build them up in the Word. Would you help us to be mindful of these things? Help us to be welcoming, Lord, and gathering. Lord, I want to pray for Vicky today, that, Lord, you'd help her find her niece. Lord, you know where she's at. You know where Vicky is, and I pray that you'd help them connect the dots so that they can find one another and encourage one another. And I pray that if her niece doesn't know Jesus, that Vicky could show her the way. I pray for the Menaker family, and Lord, that you might comfort them in this loss. That God, you would be there. You'd show yourself strong. And Lord, may they sense your peace. Most of all, we pray that they know your salvation. I pray now, Lord, that you would bless our service as we're here gathered in the name of Jesus, that you'd use these servants of yours, Leo and Lulu. And Lord, help us to rejoice in the great work that you're doing in them and through them, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, my friend, come on up. Okay, there's another.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am Leo.
And I'm Lulu.
And I'm Janina. Nice to meet you. And I'm here to pass time with my parents and also to spend time with you and with God.
Well, it's a joy for us to be here and to be able to share what God is doing and in the south of Ecuador, and just to share with you and also to meet you. But we thank you for allowing us to do this.
We're going to show you a video, and after the video, we're going to share the word of the Lord.
And our main ministry focus is church planting and leadership development.
Planting churches. Loja is in the south of Ecuador. It's a province with 500,000 people and less than 2% of believers, evangelical believers. In the last 21 years, we had the opportunity to plant 18 churches. These churches are at different level. Some are starting, others are already consolidating, and others are already planning and building their own worship places. How we do church planting? We do church planting penetrating the community through medical service, workshops to the community, how to be good parents, and marriage courses. And also we do sports in the community, and those communities we go and we serve. We have food bank in our church, trying to reach and serve the community. Also, after we penetrate the community, we fish, and we're trying to have home Bible studies. After the home Bible studies, we gather the believers, and the believers start doing like a discipleship. The discipleship also involves baptism, and we start gathering the churches, gathering the believers to the church, so the people start worshiping the Lord and establishing all ministries that we have.
These church plants that have been established are developing or already have their different ministries, men's, women's, children, and just different and developing and going on and reaching others for Christ through the church planters that have been established.
Also, our church planting movement we have here in the south of Ecuador is trying to send the first missionary. It's a lady who is going to serve in the 1040 window, hopefully starting this fall 2024. We have partnered with another mission agency, and we have a ESSI, training servants. It's in the Book of Romans for 3 and 2 years, and they learn how to teach, how to develop Bible study, how to preach, and also some systematic theology during this process. Church planting faces many obstacles, especially with the prosperity gospel, who in Latin America is huge. So we have to teach them about the true gospel, because many people are confused about this kind of gospel, like the prosperity gospel.
It is wonderful to see their families, their children, how they grow. It's a time of renewal, a refresh and restart, to just be encouraged, to just be in community and just serve together. So we are so thankful to you, and we could not hold this without you. God has been so gracious to our lives and has blessed us with our children, like I had said before, and to see them grow, to see them go on also on their own path. Pablo, he started his first year of university, and he's already finishing, and we're encouraged by what we see and the things that God is going to do through him. We're also encouraged by our daughter, Janina. She is a sophomore, and she has her own different activities, and it's encouraging. And so we're in the middle of our teenage years. So we thank God for all that he has done.
We want to thank you for all the partnership through prayer and also financial support. And also we want to invite you to consider to partner with us in prayer and financially. And also, if you are interested to partner with us, please let us know, so we will be able to contact you and start a relationship or partnership. The Lord bless you.
Thank you.
In the hallway, we have some postcards about our ministry and some profiles. So you want to take one of those or put your email to receive our updates, that will be great. The only problem with those pictures is that in the picture we look better than we are. So, but you know us on now, face to face, okay?
He doesn't need translation. I can translate into Spanish.
My wife is going to help me to translate to English, because after 10 minutes, my English got very broken. So, voy a compartir esta mañana.
This morning, I will share with you
acerca de la tercera carta de Juan.
On the letter of 3 John.
Versos del 1 al 8.
Verses 1 through 8. The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you, and that you may be in good health, as it goes well with your soul. For I rejoiced greatly when the brothers came and testified to your truth, as indeed you are walking in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Beloved, it is a faithful thing you do in all your efforts for these brothers, strangers as they are, who testify to your love before the church. You would do well to send them on their journey in a manner worthy of God. For they have gone out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support people like these, that we may be fellow workers for the truth.
Nosotros antes servíamos aquí en McMinnville, Oregon.
We used to work here in McMinnville, Oregon.
Hasta que Dios nos llamó para ir a Ecuador a plantar iglesias.
Until the Lord called us to Ecuador to church plant.
Hace 25 años.
25 years ago.
Había un joven que quería aprender inglés.
there was this young man that wanted to learn English.
Y entonces él estaba yendo a una escuela aquí en Lake Oswego.
He was going to the school in Lake Oswego.
Y vivía con nosotros en McMinnville.
And he used to live with us in McMinnville.
Y alguien le regaló a él un carro muy grande, de esos, un Chrysler muy grande.
And somebody had gifted him this old, big Chrysler car.
Y un día de esos dice, Leo, no tengo ni para la gasolina ni para la matrícula.
So one of these days he said, you know, Leo, I do not have money for the tuition nor for the gasoline.
Y dije, bueno, la gasolina no es muy mucho problema, no es muy caro.
So I said, well, you know, gas I can help you with is not so much.
Pero la matrícula es más cara.
But tuition, it's more.
Entonces oramos y él se fue a clases.
So we prayed and he left to go get his classes.
Cuando él regresó dijo, tengo para la matrícula.
So when he came back he said, you know, I already have for the tuition.
Y dije, ¿cómo fue eso?
And I said, how did you get that?
Y usted sabe de McMinnville hay que agarrar los 99 para ir a Lake Oswego.
So if you know that going from McMinnville to Lake Oswego you have to go through 99.
Y cuando dice, cuando llegué a Tualatin, allá esa área.
So when I got to Tualatin, he said,
había una luz roja.
There was this red light.
Y yo paré y alguien me golpeó por atrás.
And so I stopped and somebody hit me from behind.
Y dice, y yo me bajé a ver qué pasó con mi carro y el de la persona que me golpeó.
So I came down and went back and looked at my car and saw the lady that had hit me and looked at my car.
Y mi carro no tenía nada.
And nothing had happened to my car.
Y yo dije a la señora, aquí no ha pasado nada.
And so I told the lady, you know, don't worry about it, nothing has happened.
Y ella dijo, wow, no ha pasado nada, me alegro que no ha pasado nada, pero tengo que darte algo porque te golpeé.
He goes, I'm glad that nothing happened. He goes, but I need to give you something because I hit you.
Y yo dice, no, no, no.
And I said, no, no.
Y esa señora le dijo a mi amigo.
And so this lady said to my friend.
Dijo, te voy a dar lo que hubiera pagado por el deducible si tú estuvieras quejándote.
So I'm going to give you the money what I would have paid to the deductible if you had gone through the insurance.
Y dice, y la cantidad que me dio en un cheque es la cantidad que necesito para la matrícula.
And the amount she gave me was the exact amount for my tuition.
Hace dos años yo estaba visitando la escuela de Rio Grande en Texas.
So 2 years ago I was visiting the college there in Rio Grande in Texas.
Y había, porque hay una señorita, hija de uno de nuestros plantadores que está estudiando ahí.
So there's this one young lady that is the daughter of one of our church planters that is studying there.
Y cuando estaba hablando con ella, alguien me llama, Leo, Leo.
So while I was talking with her, somebody said, Leo, Leo.
Y yo regreso a ver quién era.
So I turned around and to see who it was.
Y era mi amigo de aquí, de que estaba estudiando inglés.
And it was my friend that had been studying here English.
Y yo le digo, ¿qué haces aquí en la escuela bíblica?
And I said, what are you doing here in the Bible college?
Y dijo, ven para que conozcas qué hago.
He goes, come so I can show you what I do here.
Y me llevó ahí al edificio de educación.
So he took me to the education building.
Y decía en la puerta, doctor y su nombre, decano académico.
So in his door it said, doctor and his name is dean of students.
Y yo me quedé, wow.
And I said, wow.
Y yo sentí tanto gozo.
And I felt such joy.
De verlo después de 25 años cómo Dios lo sigue usando.
That after 25 years to see how God was using him.
Y yo creo que Juan, el apóstol Juan, está sintiendo el mismo gozo cuando escribe a Gallo.
So I'm thinking here as John is writing to Gaius that he felt that same joy.
Ese gozo de ver cuando después de algún tiempo servimos al Señor y lo seguimos haciendo bien.
It's this joy of seeing someone that after so many years tends to see how they have maintained themselves in the Lord.
Y yo veo que la relación entre Juan y Gallo.
And I can see here this relationship between John and Gaius.
Es una relación profunda de hermandad y de propósito.
And I think that this relationship is profound of brotherhood and purpose.
Y empieza el apóstol nombrando querido Gallo.
And he starts with this letter of saying, beloved Gaius.
Y en el verso 2, yo oro, dice, para que te vaya bien en todas las cosas. Y goces de buena salud y también crezcas espiritualmente.
So in verse 2 it says, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health and as it goes well with your soul.
Y durante este sermón Aquí estamos hablando de misiones.
And through this sermon, as we were talking about missions,
algunas veces ustedes son Juan y nosotros somos Gallo.
Maybe in those times you might be John and we're Gaius.
Y algunas veces quizás nosotros vamos a ser Juan y ustedes Gallo.
And maybe we're going to be John and you're going to be Gaius.
Pero esta hora, esta relación profunda en el ministerio,
but this profound relationship in the ministry,
está basada en la oración.
It is based on prayer.
Y aquí Juan está orando por Gallo.
And here John is praying for Gaius.
Para que le vaya bien en todos los aspectos de su vida.
So that all may go well in all aspects of his life.
Y no sé si estaría enfermo Gallo porque ora por su salud.
And maybe he was not well because he prays for his health.
En el año 2021.
In the year 2021.
Yo fui infectado con COVID.
I was infected with COVID.
Y contagié a mi esposa y mis dos hijos.
And so was my children and my wife.
Y mi hija Janina fue asintomática.
Janina was asymptomatic.
Y Lulu y Pablo tuvieron neumonía moderada.
And Pablo and Lulu were with moderate pneumonia.
Pero yo me compliqué.
But my place was more complicated.
Y tuve que estar 21 días en la clínica, en el hospital, con cuidados intensivos.
And I was for 21 days in ICU in a clinic.
Y fue muy interesante sentir la fortaleza del Señor.
And it was very interesting to see the fortitude of the Lord.
De que personas estaban orando por nosotros.
That people were praying for us.
La mayor parte de nuestro apoyo de oración y financiero viene de aquí de Oregon.
The majority are prayer and financial support comes from here, from Oregon.
Y esas personas estaban orando por nosotros.
And those people were praying for us.
Durante ese tiempo no habían camas en los hospitales, ni públicos ni privados en Ecuador.
And during those times there were no beds, neither in the public or private sector of the hospitals.
Pero sentimos que gente oraba por nosotros.
But we felt the prayer of people for us.
Después de que salí, dos semanas después tuve que regresar al hospital.
So 2 weeks after I came out, I had to go back to the hospital.
A ver a la cardióloga que me iba a hacer un examen.
To go see the cardiologist that was going to check me.
Y ella dijo, usted ha sido el suertudo.
And she told me, you're the lucky one.
Porque antes de usted todos morían.
Because before you, everybody died.
Y después de usted empezamos a salir.
And after you, everybody came out.
Y yo dije, no soy el suertudo.
And I said, no, I'm not the lucky one.
Dice, es que tengo un gran Dios y tengo un equipo de personas orando por nosotros.
It is because I have a great God and an army of people praying for us.
Entonces yo pregunté a ella si me dejaba compartir el evangelio con ella.
And so I asked her, can I share the gospel with you?
Dijo, claro.
He goes, sure.
Y me escuchó.
And she heard me.
Y yo pregunté a ella, ¿por qué ustedes me escogieron a mí cuando habían tantas personas enfermas?
And so I asked her, why did you choose me that in the middle that there were so many people that were sick?
Ella me dijo, porque dos personas hablaron a tu favor.
Because two people called on your behalf.
Y me nombró una señora que nosotros conocíamos que lo había hecho.
And she told me of a name of a lady that we knew.
Y me nombró el nombre de otro señor que yo había tenido una discusión con él antes.
And she brought out a name of a man that I had an argument several years back.
Y el argumento que tuvimos con ese hombre,
and the argument that we had had with this man,
porque él tenía una posición muy alta dentro del departamento de salud.
He was in a very high position in the hospital setting.
Y entonces yo coordino las cajitas del Samaritano, un ministerio que se entrega esas cajitas a los niños.
And I am the regional coordinator for the Samaritan shoeboxes that distributes all over.
Y yo fui a hablar con él para que me dé permiso para entregar las cajitas en el hospital.
And so I had gone to talk to him for him to let me distribute the boxes in the hospitals.
Y él me dijo, no.
And he said, no.
Dame las cajas a mí y yo se las doy a los niños.
He said, give me the boxes and I will give them out to the
children.
Yo dije,
no, el propósito es compartir el evangelio con esas cajas.
And I said, no, the purpose is to share the gospel with those boxes.
Entonces yo dije a él, tú no piensas en los niños, tú piensas en el gobierno.
And so I said, you know, you're not thinking about the children, you're thinking about the government.
Y no quedamos bien.
And it didn't end well.
Y ahora este hombre ha llamado al hospital para decir que me dé una cama.
And now this man had called to the hospital for them to give me a bed.
Y cuando yo regresé a casa después de hablar con la doctora.
So when I came back from talking to the doctor and I came back home.
Y yo dije a Lulu, mira, este hombre ha hablado por mí.
And I said to Lulu, look, this man has called on my behalf.
Y dije, voy a tener que llamar para agradecerle.
And I'll have to pick up the phone and call him.
Entonces yo llamé a él, le dije, mira, yo soy Leo Calva, y él me dijo, sí, sí, yo sé quién eres.
So I picked up the phone and said, look, look, I'm Leo Calva, and he goes, oh yeah, I know who you are.
Le dije, gracias por dar una palabra por mí en el hospital.
He goes, thank you for calling on my behalf to the hospital.
Él dijo, no, no es nada.
He said, it's nothing.
Yo pregunté a él, ¿y por qué lo hiciste?
And I said, so why did you do it?
Dijo, porque poca gente está dispuesta a no comprometer en lo que creen. Y tú eres una de ellas y pensé, vale la pena darle una oportunidad a este hombre.
Because it's because there's very few people that are not willing to compromise what they believe. And you're one of those people. So I thought, maybe this man is worthy of giving him a chance.
Oración es poderosa, amén.
Prayer is vital, amen.
Amen. La relación entre Juan y Gallo estaba basada en la oración.
This relationship between John and Gaius was based on prayer.
Pero también yo estoy pensando como pastor o plantador de iglesia.
But I'm also thinking as a pastor or church planter.
Que si yo tuviera un miembro de la iglesia.
That if I had a member in the church.
Quisiera que fuera como Gaius.
I would also like him for him to be like Gaius.
Porque él no solamente conocía la verdad.
He not only knew the truth.
Sino que practicaba la verdad.
He practiced the truth.
Y la gente que conocía a Gallo daba un buen testimonio de lo que él hacía.
And the people who knew Gaius gave good testimony of him.
Y es interesante de que todos hablaban, él no, ahora podemos vernos cara a cara por las redes sociales.
It's interesting that everybody talked about him. Nowadays, we can see us face to face with this technology.
Pero en aquel tiempo ni siquiera podían saber quién era.
But during those times they didn't even know themselves face to face or who it was.
Y este Gallo tomaba el riesgo de recibir en su casa muchas personas solo porque predicaban la palabra.
And Gaius took this risk of opening his home to people just because they preached the word of God.
Y eso le daba un buen nombre delante de todos los demás.
And that gave him a good name before everyone.
Y todos comentaban de su amor y sacrificio.
And everybody commented of his love and sacrifice.
Y con él servía a Dios, dice, y servía a estos predicadores itinerantes.
And he served the Lord and he served these itinerant preachers.
¿Sí? De la manera digna de Dios.
A manner worthy of God.
Esa era la manera como Gallo servía al Señor.
This was the manner that Gaius served the Lord.
Y en el verso 4 dice que no hay mayor gozo para un pastor o predicador que ese.
And in verse 4, that there's no greater joy, it's I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth.
¿Sí? Queridos hermanos, no hay mayor gozo para un pastor de saber eso.
Dear brethren, there's no greater joy for a pastor to know that they're walking in the truth.
Pero también Gallo entendió de que era un privilegio servir en el ministerio.
But Gaius also understood and knew that it was a privilege to serve in the ministry.
En el verso 6 dice que lo hizo de la manera digna de Dios.
In verse 6 it says that he did it in a manner worthy of God.
Y en el verso 7 dice que incluso no aceptaba nada de los gentiles.
And in verse 7 it says that he accepted nothing from the Gentiles.
Cuando nosotros el año pasado arribamos aquí a Oregon.
Last year when we arrived to Oregon,
fue muy interesante que no teníamos nada.
It was very interesting. We had nothing.
Y llegamos y empezamos a buscar un departamento.
So we came, we arrived and started looking for an apartment.
Y una de las cosas que los misioneros experimentamos es que cada año, cada home assignment.
One of the things that us as missionary we experiment that every home assignment.
Regresamos y los precios están más caros.
We come back and prices have risen.
Y no teníamos ni cama para dormir.
And we didn't even have a bed to sleep on.
Y de repente alguien está vendiendo su casa ahí en McMinnville.
And all of a sudden somebody was selling their home in McMinnville.
Para moverse a vivir con su hija.
To that person was moving to the home of her daughter.
Y no sabía qué hacer con todos sus muebles.
And she didn't know what to do with all her furniture.
Y así que ahora tenemos todos los muebles.
So now we have all the furniture.
Y rentamos un departamento.
We rented an apartment.
Y de repente vemos, no vamos a poder subsistir el año con ese apartamento en el precio.
And then all of a sudden we started thinking, how are we going to survive with all these high prices of the rent of this apartment the whole year?
Y entonces yo fui a una iglesia que también nos apoya, que está en Lafayette.
So I went to a church in Lafayette that also supports us.
Y conversé ahí con un hombre y su hijo está aquí.
And I talked to somebody there and his son is here.
Y yo dije, hey, aquí tienen una casa, no la pueden prestar.
And I said, look, you have a house here, maybe you can lend it to us.
Y la iglesia nos prestó una casa ahí en Lafayette.
And the church lent us that house in Lafayette.
¿No es maravilloso cómo Dios hace las cosas?
Isn't God great how he brings things together?
Amen. Pero Gallo fue mucho más allá.
But Gaius was going further.
Porque Gallo entendió que también era un colaborador en el ministerio.
But Gaius understood that he was also a collaborator in the ministry.
En el verso 8.
And in verse 8. Therefore we ought to support people like these, that we may be fellow workers for the truth.
Cuando entendemos que todos somos colaboradores acerca de la verdad.
When we understand that we're all collaborators of the truth.
Y entendemos nuestro rol dentro de lo que Dios nos ha llamado.
When we understand our role in this calling that the Lord has called us all to.
No competimos.
We don't compete.
Solo servimos.
We only serve.
Hay un director de orquesta superior a nosotros que pone las cosas en orden.
There's this greater director of the orchestra that puts everything together.
¿Sí? Y Gallo entendió de que él era un colaborador en el reino.
And Gaius understood that he was a collaborator in this kingdom.
¿Sí? Y ahora que nosotros reportamos algo así como en ese video.
Now that we report something like this, like the video that you just saw.
Y pensamos en 18 iglesias.
And we think about 18 churches.
Pero también hemos intentado la misma cantidad sin tener iglesias.
But we also have attempted the same amount of times without succeeding in a church.
Y pensamos, wow, qué buenos misioneros.
Maybe some people think, wow, how good missionaries.
Pero no solo es Leo y Lulu.
But it's not about Leo and Lulu.
Estos que somos colaboradores todos en el reino.
Because we're all collaborators in the kingdom.
Es Dios primero.
It's God first.
Hay un equipo de personas orando y enviando.
There's this team of people praying and sending.
Somos nosotros en ese proceso de ir.
We're in this together process of going.
Y hay otros misioneros que también están trabajando en el campo.
And there's other missionaries that are working all over.
Y también tenemos algunos ecuatorianos que nos ayudan a plantar iglesias.
And we also have Ecuadorians that are helping us church plant.
Y todos somos colaboradores.
And we're all collaborators.
Para expandir el reino de Dios y el evangelio.
To expand the word of God and his gospel.
Y estamos gozosos de que ustedes tengan una conferencia misionera.
And it is a joy for us that you are going to have this mission conference.
¿Sí? Para poder sentir que no solo es aquí en Dallas, sino a través de todo el mundo.
That it is not only feeling that it's just here in Dallas, but it's all over the world.
Yo quiero terminar contando una ilustración.
I want to finish with an illustration.
A mí me encanta el fútbol.
I love soccer.
¿Sí? Y el año pasado, cuando llegamos aquí a Estados Unidos, estábamos en Denver, donde está World Venture.
And last year when we arrived, we were here in the United States. We were in Denver, where the mission is at.
Y ahí en las oficinas de World Venture, yo pensé que muchos sabían de fútbol.
And there in the mission offices, I thought a lot of people knew about soccer.
Sí. Y World, entonces jugaban justo la Copa América de fútbol.
So the American Cup, the soccer cup, was being played.
Okay. Y Ecuador ganó a México.
And Ecuador beat Mexico.
Y yo estaba muy contento. ¿Eh?
And I was very happy.
Y al otro día en la oficina de World Venture.
And the next day in the offices of World Venture.
Yo pregunté a la gente, ¿usted vio el juego anoche?
I asked him, you know, did you see the game last night?
Y la mitad de la gente no sabían de lo que yo hablaba.
And half the people didn't even know what I was talking about.
Y durante el juego yo vi algunas personas.
And during the game I saw different kinds of people.
Y yo vi a los jugadores.
I saw the players.
Que corrían, trataban de anotar para el otro equipo.
They were running, they were trying to score against the other team.
Y vi gente en el filo del campo de juego que daba indicaciones y cambiaba y estrategias para que este equipo sea mejor.
And I was seeing people on the sidelines, they were changing, they were giving instruction and moving the players.
Para que puedan ser más efectivos y eficientes.
So they could be more effective and efficient.
Pero también vi gente en las gradas que habían pagado gran precio para estar ahí alentando con sus caras pintadas y todo.
But I saw also people in the bleachers that had their faces painting, they were yelling, they had paid good money to be there.
Y yo pensé en la iglesia.
And then I thought about the church.
Y yo dije, si yo me he arrepentido de mis pecados.
And I thought, if I have repented from my sins.
Y he confiado en el sacrificio perfecto de Cristo en la cruz.
And I have trusted the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross.
He nacido de nuevo por obra del Espíritu Santo.
I have been born again from the Holy Spirit.
Somos del mismo equipo.
We're all from the same team.
Dentro de ese equipo hay algunos jugadores.
But in this team that we are, there's some players.
Pastores, maestros de escuela dominical, líderes de alabanza, los que limpian la iglesia.
There's these pastors, worship leaders, teachers, Sunday school teachers, those that clean the church.
Somos jugadores.
We're players.
Pero hay otros que también están como pastores, maestros de seminario, entrenándonos para ser mejores.
But there are others that are the pastors, the teachers at the seminaries, training us.
Para que nosotros seamos más efectivos.
So we can be more effective.
Y también hay personas que están en las iglesias orando, dando, animando fielmente.
But then there's people in the churches that are praying, that are giving sacrificially and encouraging.
Tristemente, también hay personas en la iglesia que no saben qué es lo que pasa.
Sadly, sometimes in the churches there's people that have no idea what's going on in their church.
Y yo quiero esta mañana al terminar que tú seas uno de esos tres primeros tipos de personas.
And as I end this morning, I wish that all of us would be in the first three kinds of people.
Que seas un jugador.
That you may be a player.
Un entrenador.
That you may be a trainer.
O un animador.
Or that you may be an encourager.
Que Dios le bendiga.
May the Lord bless you.
Vamos ahora.
Let's pray.
Querido Dios.
Dear Lord.
Gracias porque tú nos has llamado.
Thank you because you have called us.
Para salvarnos por la obra de Cristo en la cruz.
To save us for your work in the cross.
Pero no solo salvarnos para nuestro propio beneficio.
But not only to save us for our own purpose.
Sino para cumplir el propósito tuyo.
Lord, to do your will.
De expandir tu evangelio localmente y a las naciones.
To expand your word to the local church and to the nations.
Y Señor mi Dios.
And Lord.
Recuérdanos que somos tu equipo aquí.
Remind us, Lord, that we are your team here.
Que todos somos colaboradores de esa verdad.
That we are all collaborators of the truth.
Y que tú nos halles fiel en esa tarea.
And that you may find us faithful in the work and the call that you've given us.
Gracias, Padre.
Thank you, Lord.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amén.
Amen.
Amén.
You to take time after the service to get to know these folks a little bit more. Yes, I see that hand. Okay, is that better? Yes. All right. So get one of their prayer cards, begin praying for them some more. Get to know them a little bit after the service, that sort of thing. And also, I want to remind you tonight, 5 o'clock, we have some wonderful soup and salad and fresh bread. And cheesecake, so that's on the menu. And another great speaker for tonight at our missions banquet. Okay, the Calvas. All right, with that, we'll close our service with shall we gather at the river. All right. Come on, worship team, let's get up here and
have drawn with its crystal tide forever flowing by the throne of God. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. On the of the river where the Savior King we own, we shall meet in sorrow never neath the glory of the throne. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Soon we'll reach the shining river, soon our pilgrimage will cease, soon our happy hearts will quiver with the melody of peace. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne.
One more time.
Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God.
Amen. Oh, yes, one day, a great multitude that no one could count, right? From every nation, Ecuadorians, Americans, Peruvians, Germans, Turkish, from every nation, tribe, people, and language standing before the Lord, and they will be there, and we will gather and sing together his praises. Now, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord bless you and turn his face toward you and give you peace. God bless.